Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Welcome back in, everyone. If you want to win some free HTO iced tea, more than 20 flavors, or some free iced or hot coffee from HTO, you can do that right now, one of each, by texting the keyword tea, T-E-A, to the short code 20357. Those will be good for any of the Wichita Metro locations, all three of them. You can enter once per day. Message and data rates apply. Good luck, everybody. Tommy, we continue here on Sports Daily. We'll have more Royals talk as we make our way through. But Davante Adams, real quick. Davante Adams is the next receiver entering essentially the trade market, we believe, according to national reports. He's asking for a trade. And I think you asked me yesterday, a bunch of people asked me, I think you asked me also what I think of that for the Chiefs. Look, if the financial piece of it can work, I'd say yes, do it. I'd say yes. Now, there may be another team in the mix, though, that's willing to outbid everybody. And I would also advocate for that if I was that particular team, and that's the Jets. But yeah, I'd absolutely look, if the Raiders are willing to trade in division, I would be in the Davante Adams business. I'll just put it that way. You'd have to. I don't know if they can even do the financial component of that, or Tyreek Hill. I mean, it's all the same, whether it's Hill or Adams or Deontay Johnson or any of them. If you figure out the finances, I think the Chiefs should be in the market for any of these guys, because I don't think we're going to see Rashee Rice for a while. And it may be, if it's this year, then a suspension, then it's a really long while. And you need these guys for not only to try to win a third Super Bowl, but to try to win a Super Bowl in 2025.
Yeah. So Adam Schefter has reported that the Chiefs are not expected to be an option for Davante Adams.
I wouldn't think the financial
part. Yeah. And it's simply because of the financials. I mean, Davante Adams is expensive. Like, they would have to significantly restructure his contract to even have a shot to make that work financially. And it doesn't seem like that's realistic. And then you add another layer on top of that as well, with the thought that, you know, do the Raiders really have an appetite to trade Davante Adams inside their division to see him twice this year? I mean, I just can't imagine that that would be the case.
Yeah, I can't either. I highly, 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 highly doubt that they would do that.
Yeah.
So it's out there, though. And look, I think it's relevant, too, because let's say Davante Adams got traded to the Jets, which to me makes absolutely the most sense. If they can make the financial part of it work, it would unlock Garrett Wilson. It would give Aaron Rodgers that weapon, that familiarity, all of it. He could come in quicker. That potentially changes the power shift, I think, in the AFC. The Jets have been a little anemic on offense, right? Adding Davante Adams there would make an impact. Does it make enough of an impact? I'm not sure, but what I would say too is if I was any team in the AFC right now with the Dolphins and their injury concerns, the Browns are a non-factor. The Steelers are good, but they don't have a quarterback. The Chiefs have lost all these players. Like, if I'm a fringe AFC team, I see a lane of opportunity here. So, yeah, I do think Davante Adams is a potential needle mover, as is Tyreek Hill. If either one of those two players lands on one of these fringy AFC teams, Tommy, it could make a big difference. I know Baltimore flexed on Buffalo, but I don't think Baltimore is this insurmountable team right now. Again, and this is perception of front offices. They can be run down. So, yeah, I think either of those guys, if they stay in the AFC, are absolute factors to put a team over the edge.
Yeah, I think that the Jets, you know, absolutely, because of the connection with Aaron Rodgers,
got to make that call.
That is, probably the most likely landing spot. But don't count out the New Orleans Saints either. I mean, this is a team, you know, because Adams has a relationship prior with Derek Carr.
That's a good point.
That actually worked pretty well when Derek Carr was in Vegas with the Raiders and played with Davante Adams.
And they're college, but they're buddies. Right?
And they've been buddies for a long time. So, you know, clearly with a guy like Davante Adams, that sense of familiarity is extremely important. Having the strong relationship with Aaron Rodgers, but then having a past relationship with Derek Carr made that work, you know, pretty well. And that's probably a large reason why he wants to leave the Raiders, is just because he doesn't have that familiarity with whether it's Gardner Minshew or Aiden O'Connell, doesn't really have that. And so I wouldn't count out the Saints either, because they're in a position where I know that they've declined in the last couple of weeks offensively from the way they started the season, but they're a tantalizing offense. Like we saw them, you know, put it together where Derek Carr was the best statistically gifted quarterback through the first 2 weeks of the regular season with talent on that team like Alvin Kamara and Chris Olave and others. And so if you can add Davante Adams to that mix, all of a sudden, I think that catapults the Saints into being potentially a legitimate contender in, I think, what is probably a fairly wide open NFC.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that. He could put some NFC teams over the edge too. And they're about the only team that would be in the market. I hadn't thought about them. I like that. I like that fit. I like that fit. Because that division's open too. I mean, that conference is open too.
It is.
So look, he's out there. Does he get traded? It's probably too early for that. I don't think he's like threatening to not play or anything like that. But you know, it's out there. And so we'll pay attention to it, because Chiefs happen to need a wide receiver. I don't think they're going to get him. I don't think they're going to get Tyreek Hill. I keep circling back to Deontay Johnson, and it could be somebody we're not even thinking about yet. But we don't even have Tommy the Rashee Rice news yet.
Yeah, we don't know.
Which is the other elephant in the room now.
Yeah, we don't know. And it sure sounds like there are further tests that are being planned, and I know, like, one of the things that I read, and there's all this misinformation out there, so
that's
you have to
crazy.
Be pretty
misinformation as much as like guessing,
speculation, right? Correct. It makes it really hard to know exactly, you know, what is legitimate and what's not. But I've heard that part of the reason for the delay is that doctors have to wait for the swelling to go down. Sometimes that happens when you are dealing with a knee injury like that, where, you know, in kind of run-of-the-mill torn ACL cases, there's not additional swelling, and it just, like, they can run an MRI and be like, yep,
right,
he's got the torn ACL. Right.
Yeah.
But this has, you know, some swelling because of the hyperextension that he suffered in that injury. So it might take a little bit more time for that swelling to go down and get, you know, really a good comprehensive view on what's going on. But knowing that, you know, again, they're not going to make a move right away. I think that from a realistic point of view, you do have to look at at the financials with some of these other teams that might have wide receivers that are on the market. Devontae Adams is not, you know, the only one. I mean, think of some of these other receivers that have had contract disputes recently. Like, I think of a guy like T. Higgins, you know, that has had contract disputes. And,
trade,
you know,
T. Higgins, that's not happening.
But not happening because the financials just won't work for Kansas City.
Well, so, and the Bengals aren't going to trade
him. Bengals aren't going to trade him either. So, like, there are some names out there, but I think you have to be, you know, really, like, you have to understand the way that the financial ramifications will play out, and that will limit who they can go and get.
I would tell you this, if they get some medicals that said, hey, Rashee Rice will be back by the post.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Season, I would say the Chiefs are fine, right? Just get, because at that point, all they need to do is get to the postseason. It's what bleeds into next year and a missed season completely that would drive me to be aggressive if I were the Chiefs. But if he's not, and the other thing you got to remember too is Hollywood Brown, I mean, his contract's expired at next year. You know, Rice is going to get suspended likely to start next year. If I had to guess at that, you can make a move now that also helps you next year in that aggression, right? Like if you don't trade for a receiver that's a rental, you trade. And that's why I kind of like the Deontay Johnson market a little bit, or one of these guys who cost you a little bit less, but is just better than what you have. And again, I just think back to, like, let's think about, you know, sort of the first round capital for Brett Veach. And this is why I'd be willing to do it. He's traded the pick twice, Frank Clark, Orlando Brown. Two of the other times he's had the pick, it's been Clyde Edwards-Helaire, essentially, and Felix Anudike Uzomah. Neither of those guys are big. So sometimes the Chiefs' gold has been the middle of drafts outside of Patrick Mahomes. That has been their gold mine, and Trent McDuffie. But so it just doesn't worry me as much because they've been sort of free and easy with their first round picks anyway, where they're taking risky players like they did with Felix and Anudike Uzomah, or whether they're just trading those picks. If you can go get a receiver that helps you this year and next year, I don't think that's too steep a price to pay for a team that's going to be picking in the 30s most likely anyway.
Yeah, and you know, Deontay Johnson, I know you brought him up a few times, and I like the fit as far as the style in which he plays. And I like the fact that he's on the Panthers, and the Panthers aren't going anywhere. And so the Carolina, you know, is looking to rebuild. And so, you know, building that for the future, I think that they'd be a willing trade partner. The issue comes down to the financials. Deontay Johnson has a base salary this season of $7 million.
He's got to sign and trade.
He's got a cap hit of $10 million right now. That's above the cap for Kansas City. So the only way that would happen is a restructure of a deal. And keep in mind, he's an unrestricted free agent after this season. And so the Chiefs would have to structure something to lessen the cap hit, to lessen that salary and to sign him beyond just this season, unless they view him as strictly a rental. But again, I think that those things are going to be, I don't think they can get him as a rental either. They would have to sign him to a 2 or 3 year deal. And remember, he's 28, you know, already. And Brett Veach, it doesn't matter if we're talking Tyreek Hill or somebody else. Brett Veach has been resistant to sign receivers to multi-year deals.
It would come down to, like, will Deontay Johnson sign a 3 year, $30 million deal? Because if he would, then yeah, I'd be in there. Okay, 3 years, $45 million, right? To put him kind of in the middle of the pack. I think that's where you're, if you're the Chiefs, you're interested because he would help you. He would be a really, really, really good fit. He is a target monster, just like Rashee Rice is a target monster. That's what he's been with quarterbacks significantly worse than Patrick Mahomes. And the other thing about Carolina is they brought him in there to help Bryce Young. They're on to Andy Dalton now, which if I'm Carolina and I can get a first, heck yeah, I would do it today. I wouldn't be as concerned about it because Johnson's there. That was there. He was brought in to help the development of Bryce Young. They've already pulled the plug on that.
Right.
So we'll
and,
see.
You know, why don't we look at, you know, a couple of receivers that are, you know, potentially available that wouldn't break the bank, where they wouldn't have to restructure a contract to make it work. And there are a handful of them out there. Honestly, leading the pack is Amari Cooper. I mean, he's got a base salary that is within.
But that would require the Browns waving the flag.
It absolutely would. But again, remember, this is not something that the Chiefs are going to pull the trigger on right this second anyway. Because
what week does the trade deadline come?
It's on. I remember Adam Schefter had it mentioned it the other day. It's on Election Day. So we're talking November 6th or November 7th or whatever.
Which would be like week 8 or 9.
Yeah.
It would have to be catastrophic for the Browns to be willing to do that by week 8 or 9. That would be my fear with them. You're going to have to look at the bad teams.
Yeah. Amari Cooper, you know, is probably the most affordable, but then you've got other names that wouldn't break the bank that would come in under the salary cap for the Chiefs, like potentially a reunion with DeMarcus Robinson from the Rams.
Love it.
He's under the cap. That would be fine. There are a couple of other names from the Rams that could potentially be on the move, like Tyler Johnson or Tutu Atwell. They're not getting Puka Nacua or Cooper Kupp, but there are a couple of other names that are there. Tyler Boyd is somebody that would be under the cap. KJ Osborne for the Patriots would be under the cap. And then a couple of other names that are under that they would be able to get on, but these two players are not currently playing right now for various reasons. Zay Jones for the Cardinals is under the salary cap, but he's suspended for a couple more games right now. And then Odell Beckham Jr. is, you know, on the reserve list, and he's available and affordable as well.
I don't think they need to make a trade just to make one, which is what I kind of feel like those guys would be at that point. I think if you're going to do it, you got to make yourself better without, like, it has to be unquestionably, yes, we just got better, right? If you're going to make a trade, don't waste your time. Just let Justin Watson play. Do I trust Zay Jones more than Justin Watson, who's been in the system forever? I do not. Or insert any of those names here. Like, just roll Justin Watson out at that point and let him, you know, basically you'd be getting into the point where you got last year before Rashee Rice really took off.
But you like the DeMarcus Robinson potential.
I do like DeMarcus Robinson. I think he's a stylistic fit. And well,
I think he's been better with the Rams than
during
his tenure with the Chiefs. Yeah, he's developed.
There's no question. But he flashed. He flashed with Kansas City. Like, we all sat there and thought he's got some. So yeah, I would be on that one.
When he was coming up, it was right about the same time that Mahomes was coming up as well. Like, kind of they were in that same sort of era. And I think it was a preseason game, and I remember they connected for a long touchdown pass in a preseason game. And I thought, man, this is the connection that is going to be incredible for years to come for Kansas City. It didn't ultimately end up that way, but I mean, he flashed for sure with Mahomes during a couple of years that he was there.
Yeah, he did. That one would be good. That one would be good. We'll see what happens. We still got to get an injury report on Rashee Rice. Again, if he's back for the postseason, I don't think they need to do anything right now. All right, we'll come back. We'll get you primed up for Royals. I know we got a voice message from Ken. We'll get to that. We can take your calls on the Royals as well. Want to remind you, it's available always for free right here on KFH and the Odyssey app. Tune in this afternoon. 3 o'clock coverage begins for the 3:38 first pitch. Royals Orioles. You can also listen on the Odyssey app. Just download the Odyssey app and search for KFH at game time. We'll come back. A little Royals talk when we return. We'll be right back.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.